Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching this week. Today I'm going to talk to you about one of the most powerful tools that is available to you in your life, in your relationship with any other people, whether it's your kids, whether it's friends, whether it's family members, whether it's people at work, but especially in your intimate romantic relationship, which is where we always start, because this is the battleground, right? This is the place where it's the hardest place for us to stay consistent in our own sense of value and worth and confidence with the other person, where whenever they're going through whatever they're going through, for us to be able to stay consistent in ourselves and our own sense of worthiness. And so the tool that I want to talk to you about today is actually unconditional love. Now, everybody's going to say, unconditional love, end the video right now. Okay, let's just listen to what I have to say a little bit and just see whether you get something different from today's video than you might have got from before. So how does this normally show up in our coaching that we do with guys? It normally shows up in the way that somebody comes along and says, I'm in this relationship, I've been doing this work for a while, I feel like I'm getting more confident, more clear about what I want, and the other person, my partner, is kind of staying where they are. And every time I want to talk to her about the relationship, every time I want to move things forward, we get stuck, we go into a spiral, we go into the same old cycle, and I feel like we don't go anywhere, and I feel like I can't take it where I want to take it. What do I do? What are my options? How do I move this forward? And so the reason I talk about unconditional love is because right now, in the situation that you're in, the main question I want to ask you is, can you accept the other person exactly as they are right now? Not just that, but can you love the other person exactly as they are right now? And if you can't answer that question with a wholehearted yes, then maybe can you do it for a period of time? Give yourself a certain time frame and say, for this time frame, I'm going to put aside all of the things I need to be different about this person and this relationship, and I'm just going to give them my unconditional love, right? I'm just going to accept them for exactly who they are and where they are right now, and I'm going to just love them for that. And so, what does that look like for you? What does that feel like for you? Get a clear understanding of that so that you can start to do that. And the reason that this is such a powerful tool is that the other person, if you have in some way or another holding back, or if you're in some way or another thinking about all of the reasons as to why this relationship can't get to or isn't going where you want it to go, and you are thinking about those things while you're interacting with the other person, or even if you're just around the other person, it's there. That judgment is in the container of your relationship. It's being felt between the two of you. And not only that, but as you're moving forward, and sometimes we can get a little bit, you know, overzealous and think, well, I'm far, far ahead of where the other person is. But as you're moving forward, the other person can feel the dissonance, you know, they can feel the gap growing. Of course, we're connected to each other, so we know when one person's changing and moving in a certain direction. We can feel the difference there. And of course, the initial reaction that happens in the person who sees someone else changing is fear, right? They're scared. What does this mean for me? And so what happens? They go into self-protection mode. They go into, you know, defensive mode whenever you bring things up, whenever you want to talk about stuff, whenever you want to talk about what you want in the relationship. So how do you move it forward? Well, unconditional love says, if I truly love you, then I want you to be happy, right? I want you to be happy wherever and whatever and whoever you are being in this moment or where you go in the future. That's what unconditional love really says. And when you bring that into a relationship with somebody, it can dramatically change their ability to hear what you have to say, right? Their ability to understand what it is you really want. Their willingness to open up and try new things and move in a certain direction. And most importantly, it actually really affects their willingness to look at themselves. But you don't actually need to talk about that, which is the crazy paradox of this. When you bring unconditional acceptance and unconditional love into your relationship with your romantic sexual partner, you don't need to talk about the differences, the dissonance, what you want and how things are not where they need to be. The other person knows it, and those things will naturally come up in conversation as you move through your relationship, as you move in the direction that you want to go. Because the way you're being with them communicates 1,000 times louder than anything you can possibly say. And most of the time when we're in this situation, it doesn't seem like the other person is moving. I feel like I'm moving forward. It doesn't. How do I help them move forward with me? Most of the time when we're in this situation, we are not able to inspire them because we're not feeling inspired ourselves. We're actually feeling kind of trapped and kind of stuck. And we're often thinking that it's them that's causing us to feel trapped and stuck. And so when you start going, huh, this person, what if I was to look at this person and say, this person is not a problem. This person is not what's causing the trouble in the relationship. What if I was just to bring the best, most optimistic, most enthusiastic, excited vision of what I want to create? And I don't know whether it's going to be with this person right now. And in fact, that doesn't really matter because what I need to do is to create the opportunity, is to make the invitation. So that starts with me. Okay, so if I have an unconditional love, firstly for myself, and then for the future that I'm creating, and for the person that I'm spending time with and inviting into this future with me, you allow everything to open up. You allow the other person to feel safe. You allow the other person to feel inspired. You allow the other person to connect to your vision. You allow the other person to connect to the energy that you are bringing to that future movement, that forward motion. That is something that's really exciting and really intriguing. And that is the best possible tool that you can bring to your relationship is come join me in this energy, right? This is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to be experiencing more of. And I would love for you to be part of that. So are you willing? Are you ready? Do you want to come and have some of this? And so it's letting go of all that stuff that could get in the way or that has got in the way in the past. And actually, it's like clearing the path and saying, I'm creating a new pathway. And this new pathway is going somewhere new. So unconditional love, I have seen unconditional love turn a relationship that is completely disconnected, you know, not talking to each other, total isolation, not wanting to have anything to do with each other, even talking about divorce, to the point of going, I know that you love me. The way you look at me now is different to the last 25 years of our relationship. I don't need you to tell me. I just know it. And so this is how much of an impact unconditional love can have in your relationship. And it's not that easy. That's the tricky thing, being able to bring that full acceptance of somebody. But that is like the ground. You're laying new ground and you're saying, right here, this is ground zero. From here, we can jump off into any direction that we want to go. And do you want to come with me? And so it's your responsibility as the man to lead the relationship and to lead the relationship in the direction that you want it to go with unconditional love. Unconditional love says, I invite you to come and join me on this journey. And if you can't, yeah, I'm probably going to be sad. I'm maybe going to be frustrated and a little bit, you know, upset for a while. But it doesn't change the fact that I love you now and I'll love you then. We may not be in the same kind of relationship, but I still love you. And that's what I have for you today, guys. It's an incredibly powerful tool, and I would love for you to put some comments in there below this video and just let me know whenever you've had an experience of this. Sometimes it looks like some bad news and you just stand firmly in your care for the other person and you just say, it's okay, everything's going to be all right. And this catastrophe that was happening for the other person instantly disappears. That's the kind of thing that you can do with unconditional love. So I'd love to hear some of your stories. Take care, brother. See ya. Bye.